Hello and welcome to the Apache Cassandra Corner, a community-driven podcast for all things Apache Cassandra. The Apache Cassandra Corner is sponsored by DataStax. I am your host, Aaron Pletz. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to season two of the Apache Cassandra Corner podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aaron Pletz. And today I'm joined by Patrick McFadden, who of course should need no introduction. Hello, Patrick. How are you doing?
Hello, Aaron. Welcome. Congratulations on season one.
Welcome to season two. Yeah, here we are, season two. That's pretty epic, right?
Yeah, you know, the sophomore season. This is where it gets weird, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you make it work a second season? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding,
I think, right? Yes. You know,
keep our same reach, maybe grow a little. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to see who you have on this season. And I know you don't really know for sure, but this could be a great season for use cases and new people in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you, I've got three people lined up already. So hopefully, you know, we get more folks in the community coming, more folks who want to share what they're working on. And it'd be great for everyone to, kind of hear what's going on and what some of these folks are working on.
Ooh, nice. All right. I'm going to be watching and see what you come up with. That's great. Just three. Right. So maybe after this, you'll have like six or seven, because everyone should be feel free to come and talk to you.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Okay. So, hey, Patrick, let's get right to it. Let's start with the Cassandra Summit. It was something we were shooting for in this month, actually. But, what's the plan for the Cassandra Summit?
Yeah, Cassandra Summit. It got kind of derailed a bit because we, you know, as everyone knows, we've had a bit of, I don't want to call it a slowdown, some instability in the tech world. Actually, it's employer. And what it came down to is that there was so many different companies that were doing budget cuts. I mean, of course, there's layoffs, but, you know, beyond the layoffs, there's budget cuts. And one of the first things that gets cut is travel budgets.
Yep.
And, yep. You know, we saw it in our, you know, no one was registering for Cassandra Summit. It was such a small number. But after talking to folks, you know, even speakers were having a hard time going, you know, they weren't going to be able to make it because they just didn't have the travel.
Right, right.
So Linux Foundation is awesome. You know, this is who's running Cassandra Summit. There was quite a few of us that got onto a call, other parties like the team at Constantia that, you know, that does a lot of the community management on the Apache project. Mm-hmm. They were there and we were just like, hey, and the Linux Foundation was like, hey, let's be real here. If we try to push this, it's going to be just a few people. And that's how conferences were going, is that they were getting like a third of the attendance. And, you know, it's a community event. The community needs to gather. We shouldn't be like, well, let's force it and then have everyone watch it from afar. I mean, that's kind of lame. Right. So they were able to get it moved to later in the year. And what we hope for, you know, so they got it moved to December.
Yep.
Same place, San Jose Convention Center. But what we're hoping is that'll give enough room for, you know, things to stabilize a bit. That's a long time in the world of tech. We're just hoping that everyone is able to still attend in December, you know, that this will be at a place where the world is. They'll be in a place where they can afford to go, and we'd love to have you. And, you know, we'd like to see a few thousand people there.
Absolutely.
A couple hundred.
right. So, yeah. No, yeah, I know that's been a recurring theme at, some of the conferences that you and I have been to lately too, where there's just, you know, maybe half of the number of people that they usually get. And that's the unfortunate truth of it, I think, is just that, yeah, you're right. Companies are cutting back and travel's the first thing to go.
Well, you and I were at Day-to-Day Texas. And
right.
I think there was probably a third of the people there. I mean, it was a great group.
Yep.
But very local. It was very Austin. So, yeah, it's just, it reminded me of the pandemic. We just kind of rolled up the carpet.
Right.
But it's not that. I mean, I hope it will pass, because this is a really important part of our communities. getting together, sharing information, mm-hmm. the hallway track, all that is really important. So yeah, I'm very hopeful about that.
Yep. Yep, for sure. So now let's move on. Let's look at Cassandra Ford coming up in a couple of weeks, actually. So Patrick, for our listeners, just what is Cassandra Ford?
Yeah. So like 5 minutes after, hey, we're going to move Cassandra Summit to December. It was right. Like, oh, well, we need something in between because part of Cassandra Summit was talking about the really big changes coming in Cassandra 5. Which is evolving daily. If you're on the dev list, you can see like, wow, there's just a lot of stuff going on. And it's a really substantial change for developers. It's a substantial change for operators. It's just a big change for Cassandra community in general.
Yeah, no kidding.
So the intent was like, all right, hey, well, let's just do a quick version, like just it's almost like a TLDR of the summit. So it's 2 hours. It's on March 14th, Pi Day.
Pi Day, like, yep, absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, what I did is, and this is what I was able to do, is quickly hurry up and get some content together, find some people that were giving talks at Cassandra Summit and say, hey, can you give me a 10 or 20 minute version of what you're talking about?
Right.
So we'll cover a lot of the Cassandra, like the Cassandra 5 new things that are coming. And then some of the new use cases that were going to be highlighted at Cassandra Summit. So 2 hours, and we're doing it in two time zones. So go register now.
Excellent. Excellent. And where do people go to register?
You can go to cassandrasummit.org/cassandra-forward.
Yep.
And so it's part of the Cassandra Summit website, but and I'm sure you'll put a link somewhere. But
yeah. I'll have a link out there. Of course, mine will have like UTM_ equals Aaron Pletz.
Yeah, you want to get credit for that, don't you? I mean, it's a big deal because, you know, now we get to talk about some stuff without waiting all the way to December. And so far, the response has been great. I mean, thousands of people are signing up for it. So you should too.
Yeah, I think our goal was like to get 2,000 people to sign up for that, and we're way past that at this point.
Oh yeah, way past it. And it's great because it's not just like North America. It's
right.
It's really evenly distributed around the world. So this is, you know, it's a global community. We're doing a global event. That's why we're doing two different times. One is a little more friendly for like Asia, India, maybe Europe. And then the ones later would be better for North America and Europe. But, you know, it's pick the time zone that you want to participate in.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. So, Patrick, if there's one thing that you could tell our listeners about Cassandra Ford, what would that be?
One thing?
Maybe a few things.
Well, one thing is, you won't be disappointed, and you will definitely be surprised.
So can you tease us a little bit with what you might be speaking about at Cassandra Ford?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of the gluing of discussions together. So as a program manager for this, I'm trying to get the talks together. You'll be doing one of them. We'll talk about that in a minute.
That's right.
yep. And so what I'm doing is I'm going to do a little intro, set the tone for the day, just a few minutes to talk about setting up like this change that's coming with Cassandra is really for developers, mm-hmm. and we're building Cassandra for everybody. It's not just this elite group of people, right? That's not what we want. If you're a JavaScript developer, you're a mobile developer, AI, ML, all these things, you should be using Cassandra. And if you aren't, we want to know why, and we'll fix it, because that's what we do as a community. And then at the end, I'm going to be talking to Devor Banchi, who's Apache Beam, and a project called Cascada that we at DataStax brought into our family. And the reason I thought it'd be great to talk to him, he really gets this thing about AI in the Cassandra world. You know, a lot of times AI is in this bucket of analytics where it's like, oh, you go out and do these big batch processes with Spark or something like that. He's much more focused on this faster version. You know, he calls it real time, but I think we all think of it as like this fast version of AI, like data that you just got,
right?
Fraud detection, right, that kind of stuff. And it's no surprise. The biggest companies in Cassandra are using it mostly for AI and ML workloads now. That's part of the surprise. Did I spoil it? Probably not. So you have to show up and I'll tell you more about it.
That's right. Okay, excellent. Well, hey, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today. Everyone else, have a great day and we'll talk to you later. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening to the Apache Cassandra Corner. Apache Cassandra is a registered trademark of the Apache Software Foundation. Thank you, and have a great day.